deviant or non-standard. That's what I do with non-standard.
No, but Father.
Okay. But, well, that's what I'm, see, this is exactly, and this is why you're really helping me, you see. Uh-huh. What I'm trying to say, what I'm really interested in is what you think. You see, you're a college teacher, and I'm really interested in how, I mean, does, you say Southern, but now, you don't regard Southern really as necessarily non-standard. But it's, I mean, you wouldn't think of there anything being wrong then, grammatically, with saying you were okay. All right. How about if you want to know everybody who was at a party, would you ever say who was there?
Who was all here?
Yeah. And you want to know everything.
Who was here?
Yeah. And you want to know everything that a person said, you might say what?
What all did you say?
All right. And you'd say, I could do that. I could do that for him, but he'd be better if he did it
for himself.
All right. Now, these are some different kinds of breads that that are made at home. What different kinds of bread did your mother make?
Biscuits and cornbread.
All right. Now, how was the cornbread, what kind of shapes did the cornbread take?
She just had long black pants.
All right. What did she call it?
Bread pan.
I mean, when she did that, she said she prepared a, would you call it a loaf?
No, a pan of bread.
A pan of bread. Did she ever use the term pone or at all?
Well, I know the term, but I...
You don't think she... Right. How about the term a corn dodger? That's unfamiliar. How about little... bread with onion dropped in deep fat and fried with fish, for example.
Oh, what do they call those? I eat them when I go out. I know the word. Hush puppies.
Yeah. Now, but that wasn't the word that she used at home. I mean, that wasn't
she didn't make it.
All right. Did she make any?